Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Joe Biden is the bridge between a constitutional republic and whatever of what they have coming next. You can email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. If you want to email us your thoughts as always, you could do so, freedom@charliekirk.com. And again, make sure you're subscribed. Charlie Kirk Show podcast, hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Hit that plus sign. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by my friends, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage, 888-888-1172. Or andrewandtodd.com. Joe Biden views himself as the transition president, that he is there to create the bridge from a federal republic to a radical, authoritarian, fascist, socialistic, quote-unquote, democracy. Democracy is a camouflage term. Every time you hear the people on television say, our democracy, it is a front. It is a mirage. Really behind it, unfortunately, they've totally corrupted that term democracy. Thankfully, our founding fathers never used that term in any of our documents. And so almost everything Biden proposes, from changing the filibuster to massive inflation to electoral college changes to Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico becoming states. And so here's the way that Republicans should be thinking ahead. And we bring some of the good Republicans on the show. And so they're obviously exempt from all this criticism. Tom Cotton is phenomenal. Ted Cruz is great. Rand Paul has been the best on the Anthony Fauci justice mission. However, Republicans are so behind the eight ball on this. So if Democrats try to get Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico to become states, we immediately should be ready to file papers for Eastern Oregon, for Eastern California. Kind of like the sound of that, Eastern California. We should be ready to break into Western New York. How about Western Minnesota? Just have Minneapolis be its own state. Minnesota can govern themselves. Minnesota's a beast of a state, by the way. It's a huge state. It's much bigger than people realize. It's one of the biggest states, actually. Everything Joe Biden views himself as is a transition. It's a means to the end to try and bridge between one phase to the other. Now, they're going to pay a huge political price for this because building a bridge can be difficult. But remember, as Barack Obama used to say, the arc of history always bends towards justice, whatever that nonsense is that they always talk about. As we've called it before, Joe Biden is the kamikaze president. He's the means to the end president. He is the Machiavellian intermediary president. He's the person that the entire left all kind of knows is never really going to be relevant or running for office again. But they're going to get everything they possibly can get done that might otherwise be unpopular to change the rules of the game so that they never actually have to compete again. Cut 20, a 2020 Biden voter, slams Biden's spending priorities as a waste of money. I need for the government to stop spending so much money on things that are worthless. Play cut 11.
I need for the government to stop spending so much money on things that are worthless. That are not going to benefit the people. I mean, they're sending out N95 masks, you know, to cover people's faces. Somebody's making it and somebody's making money off of that. To me, that's crazy.
I love the wisdom of everyday people that aren't kind of like involved in this every day, that are just kind of like, that's crazy. Biden, if you're losing black women, you got a big problem. That is your most loyal voting demographic. Cut 10, Biden has spent at least $2 trillion with the intention of helping working people. Are you saying this just hasn't made a difference? So if this is a Face the Nation panel with swing voters and Republican voters and Democrat voters, just trying to get a pulse of what's happening in the country. Play cut 10.
There has been at least $2 trillion pumped into the economy. There have been child care tax credits. When President Biden took office, he sent out those $1,400 checks. There's been all this money pumped in. Are you saying it just hasn't made a difference in your life?
Certainly not in my life personally.
Do you agree with Chelsea that it just hasn't made a difference in your life?
It really hasn't made a difference at all.
Yeah, it hasn't made a difference at all. Chuck Todd from NBC, he knows this, and it's starting to be said out loud that Democrats have almost no path whatsoever to holding on the House of Representatives. Now, I don't want Republicans to get cocky or arrogant. Our base needs to show up. We need to win over swing voters. We need to recruit good candidates. We have to make sure that we win 85 seats, not just a 20-seat majority. Democrats will claim victory if it's a 25-seat majority. Oh, yeah, historically, it's really hard to hold on to the House. They'll do all that nonsense. We want a majority so dramatic that it's going to take Democrats 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 election cycles to try to chip away at it. Play cut 24.
Well, let me show you this right now. Our wrong track, nation's on the wrong track number, sitting at 72%. Second poll in a row where we've been over 70%. This is only the third time in our poll's history over 30 years where we've had two tracks that were that off. That, again, would put you in shellacking territory for the party in power.
I'm just staring at, I can't believe what I just saw. 72% of people in the NBC News poll think we're going in the wrong direction. How is it so low? I'm kidding. 72%. Who are the people that think it's going in the right direction? They work for Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, and the war industry. In the generic congressional vote, Fox News poll has Republicans up 1. Republicans are almost never up in the generic congressional, by the way. The average is that Republicans are up 2.4 points in the Real Clear Politics average. Joe Biden's approval ratings with blacks are down 30%. And almost every single turn, and a lot of people are saying, what exactly is going on here? Why is it that Biden seems to not care? And I'll reemphasize something we've been saying almost since the very beginning. He looks at himself as a bridge, as a means to the end. They want to transition the country. So all they can talk about is January 6th. They say that democracy will die if Republicans take power. Meanwhile, we have 2 million people that have walked across our southern border. They're talking about Afghanistan, fuel prices, inflation, race relations, crime. Our cities are more dangerous than ever. And it's starting to fade into every single level of Democrat polling. But I'm just going to be very honest. This is really bad for the country. This is a complete and total betrayal of the presidential oath of office. To look at yourself as nothing more than a revolutionary gateway drug, which is basically what Joe Biden has become. He's become a revolutionary gateway drug. Let me be the one that allows us to transition to really radical stuff later. I'll be the one that puts forward the soft revolution. And Joe Biden sat down with a group of historians early on in his presidency, and they cast this vision that he might be like FDR, that he could have such bold and dramatic spending programs and packages that he can be the person that is known that brought us out of the old and into the new. It goes into that Hegelian German historicist march through history belief. And Joe Biden looks at himself as the person that wants to be credited 200 years from now as the pivot point president. The only problem is this, is I don't think they anticipated how unpopular this actually would be. Maybe it's baked into the equation. Joe Biden wants to be the person that if and when the Great Reset gets enacted, they say it's thanks to people that were willing to fall on their sword, to sacrifice their political future, the person that was willing to build it. The Great Reset is not possible without Joe Biden laying down his political popularity. And that's where he sees himself. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted, only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the three-week quick start too, discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now. Dow falls more than 600 points. Where is it right now? 600? It was 800 earlier. 681. It's been in somewhat free fall. Hey, I own the VIX, so I'm up 22% today. Okay? Thank you to my wonderful financial advisor. You guys can check out the financial advisors we have here on the show, too. Dow down more than 680 points. Look, I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I think that the American economy is still the best on the planet. I think that there's nothing our entrepreneurs cannot accomplish or solve. However, the monetary and fiscal policies of the current regime, in both parties, by the way, they have laid the foundation and a recipe for economic collapse. Now, maybe it's intentional. Maybe they have wanted an economic collapse. Maybe they wanted that so they could get to some sort of a great reset or currency reset. We explored that with the great Glenn Beck, and you guys can check that out on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast page. But it hasn't really – it's not an overly insightful analysis when you look at the horizon and you see price-to-earning ratios that are way out of whack. You see companies that just aren't making money that are valued highly speculative. And it could only be attributed to a couple things, which is trillions of dollars that were created, injected into the money supply. And they had to find a home somewhere where people were searching for deals where they didn't exist in highly speculative industries. What's been interesting, though, is that gold has not done very well over the last year. Gold has, I think, actually had a good week in the last week as Bitcoin has totally cratered. Crypto assets, they're not currencies. Crypto assets have turned down. So let me tell you what's about to happen here. Let me tell you the only good thing that's going to come out of inflation and bad economic conditions. You ready for this, Connor? It's going to be very surprising. What is the only good thing that is going to be a result of this pending economic correction? It could be a collapse. We could get out of it, whatever it is. The good thing is that CNBC, at the top of their website, they say, CNBC's equity forum and opportunity make meaningful change. Let me tell you this. When companies stop making money, they're going to kick the wokies out of their office. You see, only thanks to a vibrant and a robust economy that Donald Trump and his policies helped give us and more free market underpinnings, did these companies have the cash flow to fund BLM with $100 million. Like, all right, we made $7 billion. All right, get them out of my office. $100 million, whatever. We get a tax deduction. When companies start losing money and prices go up, all of a sudden the social justice initiatives go out the door. Social justice initiatives, racial justice initiatives, they are pet projects of an affluent society. When that society starts to become, finds itself on much more fragile footing, all of a sudden dishing out the dollars in the ATM machine of all these sort of woke causes. Yeah, Nicole Hannah-Jones and Ibram X. Kendi. All of a sudden, these CEOs are going to be like, yeah, my company's in free fall. Who are you again? What do you want? Get out of my office, actually, okay? I have to run an airline. I have to run a beverage company. All of a sudden, you're going to see Delta and Coca-Cola start to be like, wait, why did we make all these commitments to go fund all these groups again? We can't even make payroll. It's the only good thing that's going to come out of economic collapse. The only thing that comes out of economic collapse that is positive is all of a sudden the money flow and the velocity of nonsensical capital allocations are going to get questioned and dried up very quickly. Wokeism is a symptom of an upper middle class civilizational privilege. Wokeism is a luxury of the affluent. I've been warning about this for 9 months, and I'll never forget. I tell this story often on this show. A year ago, I was in Palm Beach, and one guy that just moves money around for a living told me, I didn't know what I was talking about. There'll never be inflation. It doesn't exist. Now I have to go talk to our employees that have $600 a month increases in rent. So I went to Pita Jungle last night. Have you ever heard of this place, Connor? It's actually pretty good. For two pitas and a hummus and a chicken shawarma, how much do you think that is? Let's play a game. Put it in the chat. Two pitas, $63. It was a Euro pita, two Euro pitas, a small hummus thing, and a chicken shawarma. $63, and I picked it up. We are on the verge of something that many people have not encountered. I hope our leaders know what they're doing. They don't. Look, did you get hit with a big tax bill you were not expecting? With rates still being very low and home equity being high, it's the perfect time to refinance and get some cash out of your home. Look, you could go to one of these woke banks, Citibank, Chase, where they hate you, they hate the country, and they hate Christianity. Or you could refinance right now all of your mortgage needs with my friends. Guess what? It's so easy to remember the website, andrewandtodd.com. Just write it now, andrewandtodd.com. There was Sierra Pacific Mortgage. They're people I know and trust and work with them, and you should too. Just go to andrewandtodd.com. It takes 30 seconds to answer a couple of questions. This gives them the information they need to give you valuable information, often on the first call. Andrew and Todd, they are not brokers. They are bankers, which means they handle your loan from start to finish, so you always have someone in your corner. Take that first step towards getting that cash you need today. andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com, or call 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172. Do not use the banks that hate you. Use Andrew and Todd. They will do a great job for you, everybody. AndrewandTodd.com. That's AndrewandTodd.com. If Pita Jungle costs $63 for a chicken shawarma and 2 euros, now, and a thing of hummus, the civilization's on fragile footing. Now, yes, you're right. The pita was gluten-free pita, but still, that should be like a $2 add-on. $63! It's not New York City. It's not LA. It's Phoenix. Now, look, some people, every so often, they email us. This is, I get it. They say, Charlie, you talk about such negative things. Look, I wish that things were wonderful. Okay? We have employee after employee that literally have to find new housing because things are so expensive. And someone emailed me, Charlie, why don't they go buy a home? Oh, really? What an unbelievable self-righteous thing to say. Yeah, go buy a home. With what money? They're $50,000 in debt from school, $10,000 in credit card debt. They have $0 to their name. The market is collapsing. I wish that was not the case, but it was bound to happen. To give an idea, Netflix is down 46%. Tesla is down 30%. Sorry, Pelosi. Amazon is down 24%. By the way, Amazon has had an awful 12 months. They've got clobbered. Google is down 16%. Good. Microsoft 15%, Apple 12%. Apple is probably being brought down with the others because their sales are actually doing okay. Now, just a reminder, this shouldn't have been tough. And I want you to think about this. How many of the people you listen to, podcasts you consume, radio shows and TV shows have told you that 80% of all US dollars in existence were printed in the last 22 months? From $4 trillion in January 2020 to $20 trillion in circulation in October of 2021. Connor says, those people emailing us saying we're too negative, they should have listened to our podcast in 2019 and 2020. We were very positive then. You're right. And we're still optimistic. I think we could turn all this around. The problem is the leader of the regime. We have a weird combination of Nero and Caligula running the American presidency. And if you know anything about Caligula, that should have made you laugh. Connor laughed. He knows his Roman history. So one way to get rid of inflation is just eradicate all the gains that people thought they had in the stock market. You know, just make them poorer. And also things are more expensive. Play cut 27.
This week, the average American 401k retirement account lost more than $7,300. I mean, you said at the Dow in 1 week, down 1,700 points. You have to go back to the early days of the pandemic to see the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ perform that poorly. Dow and S&P, third straight week of losses. So
and Play Cut 28, Scott Jennings reflects on Biden's presidency as being a total disaster. First year on CNN, Anderson Cooper 360, Play Cut 28.
I never imagined how quickly this would all unfold. The person they sold on the campaign, the nice old, you know, moderate grandpa who just wanted to help everybody get along and compromise, is not what we got over the last year. He has no mandate really to do much of anything. It's amazing that he got a couple of things done when the mandate was really pretty clear. 50-50 Senate, a near 50-50 House, and a pretty close presidential election. The mandate was simply replace Donald Trump and don't do anything drastic or stupid. And everything about this agenda is extremely drastic. And he's been angrier than I think people expected. He's been more divisive. He's been more partisan. You look at the issues. We built 5 years of coverage on Trump out of Russia, COVID, and democracy. The president at his press conference invites Russia to invade the Ukraine. We got more deaths under Biden than Trump. And now we have the president and vice president and leading Democrats question the legitimacy of the 2022 election. Are we any better off on these three issues that we crucified Trump over? I think he has a lot of political problems. And an AP poll came out this morning. Only 28% of Americans want the sitting president to run for re-election, and fewer than half of Democrats. This is a disaster.
And that just touches the surface of it. Continues. We played this with Chuck Todd. After disaster's first year, Biden is no longer seen as competent and effective, and the market is totally crashing. People are freaking out. But don't worry, everybody. Jim Cramer says, don't panic. He was the guy that told us to buy Lehman Brothers, right? That worked out well. Now, look, I know a lot of people are trying to save money right now. The wokies are all down. Netflix is down. Apple is down. Google is down. Amazon is down. And I can hear the variety of applause from our listeners, screaming and celebrating. This New Year's, resolve to help get this country back on track by supporting causes and companies that share our values. I'm proud to tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage because they use the same towers as the major carriers. So you get the same great service plus the peace of mind that your money isn't supporting the left. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations like Turning Point that are fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veterans, and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Veterans and first responders save even more, so make the switch today. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie, PatriotMobile.com/Charlie, or call 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Our whole team has made the switch to Patriot Mobile, and they love it. Check it out right now. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie, or call 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Yeah, we do have Jerome Powell. Clip 30.
He flooded the system with money.
Yes, we did. That's another way to think about it. We did.
Where does it come from? Do you just print it?
We print it digitally. So we, as a central bank, we have the ability to create money digitally. And we do that by buying treasury bills or bonds or other government guaranteed securities. And that actually increases the money supply. We also print actual currency, and we distribute that through the Federal Reserve banks.
Yeah, we just print it. We just create it. Massive influx. We literally can't even print the money as quickly as it's being created. This is why you've seen prices go up at every turn. And now you're going to have people, the spin is going to happen soon. I'm going to make the prediction right now. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, they're going to say this was unavoidable. Inflation is in every major country. But yeah, because they all shut their country down too, and they created money as well. This was totally avoidable. We never should have locked down. If we would have allowed early treatments, none of this would have happened. We never should have passed a single stimulus bill, period, whatsoever. We opposed every single one of them. Unnecessary addition to the debt, to the deficit. America could have been the country that would have embraced early treatments, as we would have said this entire show, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, azithromycin, etc. And all this could have been avoided. All of it. Instead, we are going to see a massive intergenerational issue here, the likes of which we've never seen before. But don't worry, California school boards, they're ending meetings after 2 minutes because some people aren't wearing their masks correctly. Play cut two.
I would like to, I was watching Dr.
We
Fauci.
Have to wait. This is not part of a comment.
I was just going to address the speakers at the podium because we have.
You also need to have your mask on.
Well, I'm speaking now.
It's not about speak. You
Dr.
have to wear
Fauci
it no matter when you're
to,
speaking.
Dr. Fauci spoke without his mask
in
on.
In this building, we have to wear a mask.
Okay. So.
So I'm also seeing that people aren't wearing them correctly.
So we have handicapped
So at this time, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 6:02.
Yeah, Putin's going to invade Ukraine. Adjourn the meeting because they're not wearing masks correctly. But a new bill in California might allow schools to vaccinate kids without their parental consent. Play cut 13.
And tonight we're learning about a bill that would allow California kids 12 and older to get the COVID vaccine without their parents' approval. Sacramento Senator Dr. Richard Pan and San Francisco Senator Scott Wiener introduced SB 866 today. That would allow kids 12 and older to be vaccinated without parental consent, and that could include the COVID vaccine.
Without parental consent. The goal of the tyrant is to break the bond between the parent and the child. It's what the tech companies seek to do. It's what Hollywood does very well. And now it's what they're trying to do in public schools in California. And if you send your kid to public school, and if this bill passes, they might be able to vaccinate your child without you even knowing. Michigan Democratic Party posts then deletes anti-parent school rant. They say the client of the public school is not the parent, but the entire community. It's not your kid. This is only going to intensify, everybody. This is only picking up steam. This is why we've been so adamant about the Republican Party. If they had wisdom becoming the parents' party, building a 60 and 70% coalition, focusing on parents' rights, focusing on the quality of schools, medical freedom. Now, we've kind of trial ballooned before the Nuremberg Code. How is putting vaccines into kids not a violation of the Nuremberg Code? No one wants to talk about that. California has a new bill in California in the Senate that will allow schools to vaccinate children without their consent. Is it your child? The Democrat Party and the left, the progressives and the authoritarians, they believe it's not your child. They believe your child is just a member of the government, a member of the state, a member of society, a member of the community, a member of the world. We've said that before on Facebook and we get fact checked. They say, oh, no, no, the left doesn't believe that. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. By now, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and all that Mike Lindell has done with his amazing company. But I want to tell you about my slippers. These slippers are game changers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you will want to get some for the whole family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I'm not an economic advisor. People are emailing me, Charlie, what stocks do you like? I don't like any of them. Okay, they're all free fall. It's not my lane. I'm simply just giving some analysis and trying to connect some of the things that are happening with timeless philosophy. Okay, Bill Gates, I'm not a fan of his. He has a master of the universe complex. Bill Gates needs Jesus Christ. I think it would make him more at peace with his issues. He's got serious issues. Any Republican that associates with Bill Gates, you got serious problems. Okay, cut 26. Bill Gates wishes happy Lunar Year to China and embraces the tiger symbol for vitality and health. This is unbelievable. This clip is so incredible. Bill Gates, he's part of kind of, there's an archetype that all these people fill, right? And Bill Gates definitely fills the master of the universe type archetype. Now, I am not a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio's new movie on Netflix, Don't Look Up. Have you saw this, Connor? But I will say that there is one actor and there is one role in that movie that screams Bill Gates. It's the billionaire advisor to the president who kind of has this beta male, like fake way of kind of showing strength. Here's Bill Gates complimenting China. Play cut 26.
I want to wish everyone in China a very happy Lunar New Year. Just as the tiger symbolizes vitality and health, our foundation has continued to work over this past year. The recent troubling and highly contagious Omicron variant means the COVID-19 pandemic is not yet over. Since the onset of the pandemic, China has worked hard to not only contain the virus, but also contributed to closing the equity gap by supporting other countries with many different supplies, including great vaccines.
That is unadulterated propaganda. I'm not going to make a reference from some filmmaker from the 1930s in Germany, but you know exactly where I want to go with that. If Republicans take back the House, which it looks like they will, Bill Gates should be subpoenaed in front of Congress. What financial holdings do you have? Have you ever been to Wuhan? What's your relationship with Anthony Fauci? What is the role of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in producing vaccines with mRNA technology? Ever heard of Dr. Robert Malone? Bill Gates, why are you complimenting America's greatest enemy? Do you now see why American leadership wants you to try to push back against Russia? Meanwhile, Peter Schweizer comes out and he says the Biden family has received or taken $31 million in the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. Maybe it makes sense why our current leadership class doesn't want to try to build a coalition against China. Instead, do they want to try to build a coalition against Russia with China? Yeah, that's not going to happen. The Chinese hate the Americans. They own us. And very similar accusations, by the way, have been probed against Anthony Fauci. Bill Gates, I want to wish all the people of China a happy new year. He says, quote, I want to compliment China for closing the equity gap and to contain the virus. Bill Gates is part of a coalition of people like Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci and the Louis Vuitton guy and all of these international billionaires. They have all the stuff they can imagine. And it really kind of goes down to that question. And Marcus Aurelius wrestled with this question in his phenomenal book, Meditations, The Last Great Emperor of Rome. Boy, we've mentioned a lot of Roman emperors this hour. Well, it's relevant because times change, people don't. Aurelius had everything you could possibly imagine. He had guards, as far as the eye could see, Roman centurions, gold, whatever he wanted, food, women, whatever. But Aurelius realized that peace of the soul is a mark of the richest person on the planet. Alexander the Great, Napoleon, they never realized that. Didn't end well for them. And Gates and Fauci and all these people are trying to amass the most collectibles and after that, control your life. I don't think people are taking it anymore, though. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.